At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Home cooking is at an all-time high since the pandemic started, and a lot of people are cooking things that they've never cooked before.
That's good. Good for all of us.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. But what cooking tips are each state searching? I guess it's kind of strange because Google released the list, and okay. I was surprised by it. What's the last thing you Googled how to cook?
I think it might have been panko shrimp. You know, I love my shrimps.
Yeah.
I love my shrimps, all right? And I got my friend that he got me hooked on the panko. He gave me, like, some instant one, like a huge box of Costco. But then when I ran out, I just had regular shrimps. So then I had to figure out how to cook. And then I'm also distrustful a lot of times of the label because something is always more delicious when made by somebody else. And then when you make it, you're like, no, it doesn't taste the same.
Oh,
so
yeah,
then I
got to
Google all the tips.
Yeah, no, my daughter tells me all the time because I make panko chicken, but I just buy the pre-panko one, which is so dumb. But she says when I panko it myself, if it's wrong, so I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but yeah, right.
I don't know.
So I last thing I searched was how long do I boil corn?
Okay.
Yeah, and it turns out I'm not alone. Utah, Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, and Missouri, all four of those states, also number one search thing on Google is how long do you boil corn? The correct answer?
Well, tell me.
7 minutes.
What did you think it was? What were you suspecting before? How long were you boiling it before?
So I would just put it on first, like when I'm making like barbecue stuff. Like,
do you soak it the day before? Do you let it sit in the water?
No. I just.
Oh, you got to do that. Man.
No, I don't do. You don't have to. It's according to this. I used to just let it boil for like a half hour.
Yeah.
I actually still usually just let it boil, but 7 minutes is the magic number.
I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say Google's dumb.
All right. So other states, what are they Googling? Alaska, how to cook hooligan fish. Okay.
All right.
We don't know much about hooligan fish, so I guess if you
have
it.
Must be the new one.
Right.
The crop is really robust this year of the hooligan fish.
California, how to cook artichokes? Good question. I have no idea.
Does anybody?
My mom makes good artichokes, stuffed artichokes. I don't know how she does it. I just assume it's, you know, witchcraft.
Ask her.
Yeah. Yeah. Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, how to cook fiddleheads. Remember fiddleheads, those vegetables?
Yes, we tried those.
They were disgusting.
Yeah, some people really like them.
I don't know why.
Is it because, like, you can walk down a path and find them in your backyard or something? Isn't that the thing with fiddleheads?
I don't know. They're gross, though.
Yeah, I didn't appreciate it. I didn't think it was delicious.
Massachusetts and Jersey, how to cook lobster. Fair.
Lobster.
That's a hard thing to cook. Delaware, New Mexico, South Dakota, how to cook rice.
You wait for them to scream and then it's over.
Is it?
I feel like there was rice everywhere, right?
How do you not know how to cook rice?
Right.
I don't know. Connecticut, how to cook steak.
Okay.
I mean, I guess you have to.
You
got to
get the
kind of steak.
You got to get the times.
Yeah.
It's always a big thing. I have Googled times.
And New York, I'm actually dead on this one. How to cook salmon on the stove. That's hard because you got to like fry the skin. Which side goes up? Which side goes
down?
That's
this
complicated.
Way. Do it that way. You know what I did? I just eliminated salmon from my diet.
Number one thing that the country is searching. Idaho, Nebraska, North Dakota, and a few other states.
Okay.
How to cook bacon in the oven. So I was like, wait a minute.
Baking it instead of frying it on the pan top?
I was like, wait, who doesn't know how to cook bacon in the oven? Like, don't you just put it in?
Yeah.
So here we go. We're about to learn something.
Oh, good.
How do you cook bacon in the oven?
To cook bacon in the oven, first preheat your oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Place the slices close together on a broiler pan covered with aluminum foil and put the pan in the oven.
I like that they have to tell you how to put the pan in the oven in case you forget.
I'm just going to say that her voice was not what I was expecting for baking. She's somehow making baking bacon sadder.
Mm.
Okay, I mean, I want somebody that's like, you know, monster truck, like bacon!
Cook the bacon for 12 to 15 minutes, then remove the pan from the oven and use tongs to flip the bacon over.
What if I want to use my fingers because I can't find the tongs?
It's going to burn. Watch the pan, and there's going to be some sizzling.
Yeah.
Cook the bacon for another 8 to 10 minutes or until it's crispy.
Thank you,
robot. Remove
the
bacon from the oven and let it cool before serving.
No, just burn your tongue. You put that sizzling bacon right in.
It's a bacon robot.
Why does it take 25 minutes to cook bacon when you can just put it on the stovetop for 3 minutes?
Can anybody wait that long? You know, here's the thing. It's kind of like love, all right? With bacon, you you just need to follow your heart and you'll cook it the right way.
Yeah, that's it. I'm sorry, Idaho, Nebraska, North Dakota, and all the other states. You guys are wrong. Figure it out on your own.
Bacon, listen to your heart.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.